Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Let's talk a little bit about the Bears, the stadium in Arlington Heights. Mark Gannis is the president and managing director of SportsCore LTD, and he joins us now on WGN. Hi, Mark. Thanks for saying hi.
Hi, John. Good to be here.
What do you do? What's your business?
We work on things like stadium and arena developments, team acquisitions, team relocations, regional sports networks, that kind of thing. Here in Chicago, we were heavily involved in the sale of the Cubs from the Tribune Corporation to the Ricketts family. Those are the kinds of things that we're involved with.
Before I ask you about the Bears, what do you think about that, the transition and the stewardship of the Ricketts, of Wrigley and the team?
It's been 108 years, and they won a World Series. That alone is a great accomplishment. But then what they also did was the $1.5 billion saving of Wrigley Field and developing the area around it, keeping the Cubs at a great location that's great for the city of Chicago, second biggest tourist attraction in the state, and it's going to be there for generations to come. So they're in a bit of a tough spell right now. That happens in sports. It's cyclical.
Yeah, sure. And with industries of all stripes. But I'm glad you mentioned that second point, because I like what they did to the Wrigley area, to the little park they created off of Clark. The hotel complex, I think, is not too big. And they did it with their own money, largely, right?
That's right. There's no city money in this, no state money in it. Very unlike what's the case on the south side, where everything is paid for by the government when it comes to the stadium there, and that was the deal they struck. And that's great for the White Sox and good for them. This was a completely privately funded deal, and that's good also for everybody. So
and as
it's a good end result.
As sports franchises and cities go, was the Ricketts deal the exception? That is, not that usually there's some public-private partnership going on, right?
Yeah, not in this case. This was all private money. In fact, they actually had to spend a lot of their money to take care of certain infrastructure situations there and some community-related matters, things that typically would be paid for by the public sector, because there was such a unusual, acrimonious relationship with the local aldermen.
Yeah.
That happens. The good news is it's done. It took a lot of years. It took a lot of effort. It took a ton of money. But it's done, and it'll be there for many years to come for us all to enjoy.
Does that inform our conversation then in some way about what's happening or could happen to Soldier Field?
You know, it's a great segue, because you are very much on point there. The discussions for the future of Soldier Field, we should all understand that when that deal was cut for the renovation of Soldier Field, it wasn't a good deal, but it was the only deal that was on the table. It wasn't where the Bears wanted to be. If people remember, they wanted to go to Gary, Indiana, Planet Park. They bought an option on a big piece of dirt out in Schaumburg. They were looking at suburban locations back then. So but this was the one. And remember, there was the whole McDome possibility of building a domed stadium that would be a part of the McCormick Place Convention Center and then host Super Bowls and other events as well. And that didn't happen either. So this was the only deal that was available to be done at the time, but it wasn't a good deal for anybody. The tremendous percentage of public sector money went into this deal. And it's a rule of thumb, John. That is that for NFL stadiums, the larger the market, the lower the public sector contribution. There's one outlier, and that's Soldier Field renovations, where the lion's share of the money came from the public sector. So that it wasn't a good deal then. It was a compromise on compromise on compromise. Now, looking to the future, the Bears have come to a conclusion. They've got to control their own destiny. They can't rely on Chicago politicians or state politicians or McCormick Place Board.
Or the Park District, yeah.
Yeah. Or the Park District, right.
So maybe, and suddenly Arlington Park seems to be going out of its way to give them afford them the opportunity to buy that space. Would you advise the Bears to leave Soldier Field?
Well, That's the first question. Advise the Bears to leave Soldier Field? Unquestionably. Advise the Bears to go to Arlington Park? That's a different story. If there's a possibility of building a new stadium in the city limits near the existing stadium, another site that might be acceptable. You know, there was a time the Bears were looking at the west side in some parking lots that were owned by the Wirtz family. Mistake not to have talked to the Wirtz family first, by the way. And that deal fell apart also. But there were a number of other locations that the Bears have looked at other than Soldier Field and the lakefront. There may be other locations. I don't know. But what I will tell you is, as somebody who's worked on projects related to more than two-thirds of the teams in the NFL, the Bears need a new stadium. Soldier Field and some rejiggering of a lease or adding some seats in the end zones, that's not going to cut it for generations to come. So people need to wrap their arms around that this is a temporary situation at Soldier Field, and then try and figure out what the best alternative is.
Hmm. You're not going to put a dome on it. That would just be too expensive, and now we're just retrofitting a problem that, you know, is probably best fixed by starting all over. Well, then, hell, go to... I like the idea, maybe only because of the aesthetics and the feel when they mm-hmm. do the game on TV, that it's on the lakefront. I think that looks awesome, and I'm not even upset about the fact that they put a modern seating area inside the old colonnades. I mean, whatever. But then move to Arlington Heights, I guess. But respond to this. If you're going to do that, and sure, you want to control your own destiny, you're a billion-dollar corporation, why not? Then you have to pay for the stadium. Is that what's going to happen? Will this be their investment, or is the state somehow going to be on the hook?
Well, I haven't been involved in any of the negotiations, but I can tell you that in the large markets where new stadiums are being built in the NFL, they are largely being built with private funds. Not public money. That doesn't mean there isn't some public contribution to things like infrastructure and other activities like that are traditional governmental functions for major businesses. But by and large, in the major markets, New York, Los Angeles, by way of example, New England, it's been primarily private funds. And I would expect that this will be somewhere, you know, there may be some kind of tax increment financing district if they can build other things in there that can bring more taxes into the area, that some of that could be apportioned off. But I don't think we're going to be looking at, you know, some large grant from the state or some large tax revenue off of the hotel motel taxes occurred for Guaranteed Rate Park or for the Soldier Field renovations.
Hmm. Okay, I'm going to talk to you down the road again on this, probably every day, Mark.
Anytime, John.
I appreciate your expertise and thoughts on this. Have a good day.
My pleasure. You too.
Mark Gannis is in Chicago. He's the president and managing director of Sports Core Limited.